All right, Jabo said, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up Emir Hashem on page 111. So remember, again, we spent the last number of days speaking about the power, the destructive power of Leitzonus. The destructive power, ultimately, again, of being a mocking, or as, remember, we learned a new word, not Tzionut, but Tziniut. Very important distinction, seeing it being cynicism. So the destructive power of cynicism and how ultimately it creates that oiled shield through which everything just balances off. And now page 111, V'hamafsir ha-shlishi, the third thing that the Ramchal explained, takes away from a person's ability to be zoher, to be introspective and thoughtful, hu'a chevra. This refers to one's social group, to one's peer group, dahainu, Chevras hatip shim v'achotim. It refers specifically to having a chevra, a peer group of fools and sinners. V'humah shakosav omer beroa kisilim yeroa. That he who goes ahead and shepherds fools will become evil. Adam shemisroea im kisilim zemashpia alav. A person who literally is in the same flock with fools, this has an impact on him. Ki hine anuroim pa'amim rabos, afilu achas shenis ames itzela adam chova savod vazhiros ba. Yisrape mimena o yavod al izid dvar mimena, kadei shelo yilagu alav chaverov o kadei lehis arevimam. Because the Ramchal says, and this is quite profound, the Ramchal explains that you see this happen so many times, where a person knows what the right thing to do is, a person knows exactly what it is that he needs to accomplish, but because of the pressures of his peer group, or because of the impact of his peer group, he does do certain things, or doesn't do other things, in order to fit in. So it's quite amazing. So Ramchal says again, so the third thing that often prevents a person from actualizing a sense of inner zihiros, of true zihiros, is negative peer pressure. Negative peer pressure or negative peer influences. And here we'll say this next section I think is exceptionally profound. So you can see the title of the section is Madua li Adam Yesh Tzore Chevrati. Why is it that people need social connections? So look what he writes here. Li Adam Yesh Tzore Chevrati Adir. Adam rotze lios chelik mechevra. So it's interesting how people, and again, this is talking about, you know, for lack of a better term, we'll call it normal people. There are some people who are happy to be social hermits, but that's not generally the norm. So the norm is that people want social connections, people want to be part of a social group. Zetzorach ma'od ma'od chazak shala adam, lios mekubo bechevra lahargish tov bechevra. It's a very important chilek, a very strong piece of a person to be accepted by a social group and to ultimately feel good as part of a social group. Hachevra nosenes la'adam mashehu ma'od b'sisi, ma'od chiyuni. There's something about a social group that gives a person something very fundamental and something almost like life-affirming. Life-affirming. Be'etzem ma hachevra nosenes la'adam. So this is an important yisod. At the end of the day, what is it that chevra, right? Why are social groups so important to people? What is it that a chevra gives to a person? He lo mesapekes la'ochal oshtiyo, lo mitov lo bayis. Right? My friends don't give me food or drink or a bed or a home. As lama be'etzem anachnu kol kach zukukim lechevra. So what is it that's so important about the chevra, so important about friends? We want so much and we try so hard to be part of a peer group, to make friends, to retain friends. Look what he writes. Ki be'emes besocha adam, yesh pa'ofen timidi sug shel sefekus. So the truth is, says Rav Kashtiel, because within every single person, there is an ongoing doubt. Safkonos penimis choser vadoas atzmis. There's a certain internal doubt, a lack of personal, we'll call it definitive clarity. Kol echad shoel b'atzmo kol minei nosim b'chayim. So every single person, he says, asks himself a simple fundamental question throughout life. Ha'im ani beseder? Ha'im ani normali? People struggle with the reality of, am I normal? Am I normal? Right? Am I normal? Am I beseder? Ha'im ani oseh dvarim nachon? Do I do things correctly? Ha'im hachlotos shani mekabel heim nechonos? Ultimately, the decisions that I make, are they correct? turn to page 112. Ha'im heim tovos, are the decisions that I'm making, are they good decisions? V'chol echad ve'echad kama she'yavot imasecha shalo, b'machushim shalo, tamid yihye lo sakonos imatzmo. Well, so this is an incredible yisod. The truth is that every single person, the more he works with himself internally, realizes that he has these doubts, he has these questions. Gam b'tchum ha'pshutim shel ha'chayim, b'achros pshutos u'b'achros murkavos shel ha'chayim. This is true again in simple matters in life. This is true in more complex matters in life. Ha'adam hu kitzas chaser b'tochom. This is a very profound yisod. At the end of the day, most of us struggle with being selfish. I will say, that sometimes in life the way it works is the people who present as being most self-assured are often the ones who have the most inner struggles with really being confident. But all of us struggle with this confidence in life. This confidence, and I will say, remember, we don't have to be referring over here to someone who struggles. I don't have any self-esteem. I don't feel good. No, a person could be a healthy individual, but every person has these internal struggles about, am I normal? Am I doing things correctly? Am I a rooted and grounded person? He says, Ha'adam hu kitzas chaser bitachon, ha'chayim gidolim. A person often lacks bitachon, lacks faith in himself. Life is an enormous undertaking. Ha'asid ne'elam min ha'ayin. The future is hidden, is obscured from me. I don't know what the future holds. V'ha'achlotos heim marchikos lekat, excuse me, marchikos lachas, u'mo'od mashma'utit, v'odam mo'od zokuk lusud shel t'micha shel yishur. If you think about it, by the way, we don't think about it, which is why sometimes we're able to move forward. But, every single decision you make in life has so much weight. Has so much weight to it. How you decide to talk, where you decide to do, what you decide to do for a living. Where every single thing that I do has dramatic repercussions. Now, again, often we don't think about those dramatic repercussions because sometimes it's just a bit overwhelming to think about everything through that lens. But Lamaisa, everything in life that we decide is exceptionally dramatic. And the problem is, I could be making major decisions and there's no way of really knowing if I'm making the right decisions or not. Did I choose wisely? Did I not choose wisely? Did I do the right thing? Not do the right thing? So often we're spending life looking for this ishur, looking for something to kind of give us the shtempel, the seal of approval, right? That I'm doing something right. Vashitahi. So how do I know in life in general, how do I know if I'm doing something correctly? How do I know if I'm making the right decisions? How do I know if I'm going down the right path? So the simple answer is, Tistakil Saviv, look around, Vitira im ata mishtalev bechevra. So how do your decisions impact your social abilities? Do you have friends? Are you part of a chevra? Because generally, this is not such a crazy idea. Remember again, this is the first Mishnah in the second parak of Avos, right? Izuhi derech yishara. What Rebbe says, what's the proper path for a person? Right? Not the Mishnah. It's kol sheruach habrios nocha emena. Is that the second Mishnah? So the Mishnah says, it might be the second Mishnah, it might be the first Mishnah, second parak, that what's the right path that a person should choose for himself in life? A path that ultimately gives those around me a sense of nachas ruach as well. In other words, that if you fit into social circles, it shows at least that your behavior is normative. As opposed to if a person doesn't have friends, or a person can't find a social circle to fit into, that's often indicative of the fact that what? That perhaps what I'm doing in life or the way I'm behaving in life is not normal. He says, so im atazori mimanaraza, if I'm able to go with the flow of social interactions, then that's indicative of the fact that I'm quote unquote normal. He says, ha im ato im hazrima ha automatit hazos shala olam. If I'm able to flow, go with the flow of normal social interactions, then that shows that I'm normal. Simon Lavados. So ultimately, again, he says that a chevra is sometimes like a little bit of a sign. Is a sign ultimately, again, that I'm normal. He ozeres la'adam l'samein la'atzmo ani beseder. The chevra allows me to show myself that I'm normal. Ani normali. Ani choshev nachon. I'm normal. I'm thinking correctly. Ani magiv nachon. Hachevra nosenes la'adam ezeshu makom shel shava. Well, say, I think this is such a profound idea. Because often we assume that the role of social interactions, the role of social interactions, we normally assume, is part of just the normal functioning of a person. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo tov heyos ha'adam levado. It's not good for a person to be alone. So you know, Rav Soloveitchik discusses this, where he says, that's not just the din in marriage. It's not good for a person to be alone, so a person should be married. Lo tov heyos ha'adam levado is a social statement. A social statement. Remember again, we learned this concept. We spent a lot of time when we were learning the Sefer Das Atzmacha. We spent a lot of time focusing on this idea. If you remember, again, there the Mechaber in Das Atzmacha explained that there are two parts to Adam. Remember, again, there's the Adam narrative pre-Chava, and there's the Adam narrative post-Chava. Why does the Torah have two Adam HaRishon narratives? To teach you that what? There are times in life you have to be alone. All by yourself. It's very important to have alone time that you could introspect, that you could think. And there's time in life where a person has to be part of a social group. Whether that social group is marriage, that social group is friends. So that's normally the way we assume why a person has to have a chevra, because that's part of the normal social actualization. What Rav Kashtil is bringing down over something very, is yes, that's true, but there's an additional profound piece as well, which is that social interactions are what we all crave because they make us feel normal. If I'm able to have friends and people like me, and I'm able to interact with other individuals, and I'm able to be part of a chevra, what that shows is what? What that shows is, hey, I'm a little normal. Because the truth is, I will say, many of us spend our lives trying to figure out, am I really normal? Am I really like, am I making the right... I'm not looking at anyone in particular, right? You know, am I really a normal, grounded individual? And when I have friends, those friends ultimately tell me that, hey, you know what? I don't know if I'm 1,000%, but at least I'm in the spectrum. And I'll say, now, when you begin to understand this, by the way, I think this is very profound because this helps us to understand peer pressure. You know, we always wonder about this. Like, people do the most stupid things and make the most terrible mistakes because my friends were doing it. So I'm like, come on, like, really? Like, a person can't think for themselves at all? When, you know, sometimes we get caught up in things that are nuanced, but sometimes we do things because of peer pressure that are just blatantly wrong. So why doesn't a person have the koach to fight against that? But now I begin to understand, because often it's my peer group that allows me to feel normal. It's my peer group that allows me to feel like, hey, I must be doing something right in life if other people like me. And that knowledge that other people like me and that other people include me as part of a social group allows me to feel grounded. When I'm faced with a situation in life where what? Where now I have to choose between my peer group and what I know to be right, you begin to see why it's not so poshut. Because if I act against my peer group, I lose that sense of normalcy. I lose that sense of belonging. I lose that sense of, hey, I must be doing something right if other people like me. And so when faced with that challenge, that is a huge hurdle to be able to overcome. Now we also begin to understand why the Ramchal says that finding the right peer group ultimately is one of the most important things. Because if I'm caught up with the wrong peer group, it's almost like inevitable that I'll slip and inevitable that I'll make terrible mistakes. Why? Because they give me something that I crave so badly, which is the need, the desire and the want ultimately to fit in and to feel normal. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up middle of page 112 tomorrow in Mirat Zashem.